My hair flow, Daniel.
Your sweet, sweet locks. What's up, buddy?
Daniel, dude. Oh God! You know what? I can't even bring myself to this. So I'm gonna do this anyway. Did you hear the news that DA got traded?
Got traded.
Buddy, bro, what's going on?
Ah, dude.
How are you?
It's been too long.
It's been so long. And everybody listening, it's been so long. I missed you guys. Dan missed you guys. Paul, not here, did not miss you guys.
It's been so long that 16-year-olds are starting to look like 18-year-olds. It's fucking crazy.
What is that?
Josh, yeah, that was a Josh Giddey joke. Didn't get it.
Oh, I mean, that wasn't really a Josh Giddey joke per se.
Yeah, you're right. Just cut that out. That was bad.
Cut that out? You want me to edit something? You haven't done that. Like, I don't remember how to post these. Like, well, I think we'll be lucky if this sees anything other than us looking at the screen right now, because I legit don't remember how to post these, and I'm getting old and stuff, you know, escapes my memory. Maybe I will edit this. Now I'm saying shit that just, it's not nearly as bad as what you said. Anyway.
Hey, wait, what was it bad? What did I say that was bad?
You're the one that told me to edit it and take it out.
Oh, you don't have to take it out. It was just a bad joke. I was just trying to make a Josh Giddey joke. It went over your head, bro. It's okay. It was a bad joke.
You know what? I'm not going to argue with you. I'm done arguing. I'm not really.
Oh, dude.
Dude, okay. Hey. Anyway. So, I don't know where to start. We're not starting there. Although I will say one thing, and I think I've said this on like whatever other podcasts I've been on since the last one we did of this, and there've been a handful. Life for me is in fact easier when I don't have to defend DeAndre Ayton, because really, really difficult to do. Anyway, that's all I'll say about that. We're not starting at DeAndre Ayton. We're not starting at, I don't know what else has happened between back then and now. I meant like off season wise that I could reference. I got nothing. But I always start with the big broad question. Ever since DeAndre Ayton got traded, and I guess we had the big three before that, but we've all been waiting to see Bradley Beal, Devin Booker, and Kevin Durant on the court together. And here we are months and months and months after the DeAndre Ayton trade, after the season has even started, and we are still waiting. Who would have thought, Daniel, that we would have an episode of Fanning the Flames out before we had a game where the big three all played together? I certainly wouldn't have thought that, yet here we are. So that begs the question, when are they going to play? Or begs the question, whatever the question you want it to be, because I really don't care.
Dude.
I'm just happy to see your face.
I might be too high because answer. What if they just can't be on the floor at the same time?
Like, in a,
what if it's one of those things where it's just like,
kind of way?
Yes, dude. Yes.
Oh,
like, what if they have some type, what if there's like some type of fucking like true north magnetic pull that just, not pull, pull that just doesn't allow them to be on the court at the same time? It's possible.
Have Beal and Book played together all yet?
No.
Because I was just going to say, like, if that's the case, as long as one of the two on the court's always Devin Booker, then I'm okay. Well, you know, not okay. But in your little metaverse that you just made up, that's where I would stand.
Okay. I agree.
Did I correctly use the term metaverse right there? I don't even know, but it seemed metaverse-y.
No.
I don't know what metaverse is, though. Isn't that like a Marvel thing?
I think it's a fucking, isn't that a fucking Zuckerberg thing?
I don't know, man. Where's Paul when we need him?
I'm telling you, dude. The fucking comic books is the multiverse, not the metaverse. Oh. The metaverse is Zuckerberg, you fucking dork. What the fuck?
How am I a dork for not knowing that?
Because like it's even worse to know that, like,
nope,
you're that's not what Facebook then. Is.
Like, I told you I'm not arguing tonight.
Yes, you are.
No, hey. Seriously, I feel like Paul would have known all of this and told us.
Well, I know it, but you didn't, which confused the fuck out of me. It's the multiverse, not the metaverse, you weirdo. So
could I have said you made up a multiverse?
No, because that, no, it doesn't make sense.
So it's just an alternate universe.
No, there's no alternate nothing. Maybe there's just like there's something that does not allow them to be on the court at the same time, because you know what? They haven't been
mythical, and you said, yeah. So I'm saying
maybe, but no, that's mythical. It has to do with multiverse.
This is still this universe. Never mind.
Dude, we are not in a good headspace to be having this conversation right now.
Doing a fantastic job.
But anyway, I just like
we're in the perfect headspace.
I think you're right. This is fantastic. This is great fucking radio or great podcast. I said radio like we're fucking live right now.
Thanks for tuning in, folks.
Fucking Jesus Christ.
All right. So anyway.
Yeah, man. The only reason I say that is because, like, do you remember that one time we thought all three of them were going to be like, it was like the biggest cock tease ever. They were like, oh, the big three. And it's like 5 minutes before the game, Brad Beal was like, my back kind of yeah. hurts. So. I'm out. Just disappointing, all right, well, man.
Let's no more doom and gloom. I don't like how.
Hey, but no.
The question was, is your answer to the question never? Because the question was, when are they going to play together?
I'm going to say never.
Holy fuck, dude. Really?
Not in the regular season.
Do this again. You know what?
Hey, hold on. Wait. You know what? I'm going to take that back.
Thank you. Because I was just going to move on. I didn't want to talk about it anymore.
Apparently, I've lost all concept of time because I thought like the fucking playoffs started next week.
It's because of this in-season tournament. It's got you all riled up.
Dude.
Can I say? I'm gonna
I want to win it.
I will say, I actually really badly now, but I'm much more into this in-season tournament than I thought I would be. And can I also say that, from a gambling perspective, the other night when the teams kept like playing their players and trying to up the score, that was actually quite enjoyable.
Did you win any bets though?
Yes.
Oh, you did? Oh, thanks for sharing, buddy.
Yeah, no, I actually thought you were retired. Once you're retired, do we have this discussion?
I'm retired, buddy. I'm just giving you shit.
God,
you could at least share your wins.
If it makes you feel,
hey, at least feel. You could be like, hey, I won.
If it makes you feel any better, that was Tuesday, and what's today? Thursday. It's all gone. Yesterday was not kind to me.
Listen, man, we may suck at gambling, but at least we've hit some pretty fucking big bets.
We had a lot of fun too, you know.
Yeah,
it's entertaining.
It's fun. It's fun getting kicked in the dick over and over again with the buddy.
Always with a buddy. Safe way to do it. Safest way to do it. All right. So, okay. I don't know that never is the correct answer.
It's not.
To the answer.
It's not. I'll say for sure after Christmas. If not Christmas Day.
Well, what's Brad Beal's timeline right now? Is he getting reevaluated next week? Is that right? Am I right on that? Because he said 3 weeks when they shut him down. Well, I think that's next week then, right?
Yeah, so that puts him right in line to make his Christmas Day debut. Who do we play on Christmas this year? The Mavericks?
Mavs?
Yeah.
I said that with a question mark at the end of it, but I believe so. We could look it up. But
we could, but I'm not gonna.
I see neither one of us making that effort. All right. Well, let's ask the question then, Daniel. What do you, and I've actually really been looking forward to asking you this, because I know that your general stance on this subject is,
oh boy,
you don't give a flying fuck, I'm intrigued to see, and I think I might even know that perhaps the answer.
Are we talking about uniforms?
We are. Jesus LVIA. Christ. We have not talked about it yet. Well, we haven't done Fanning the Flames because, again, I'm pretty sure we hadn't seen the uniforms yet. Yes, no, we had not. But what do you think, man?
Those might be my favorite uniforms of all time.
Yeah. That's bold. That's bold.
You know, minus the starburst, the starburst, the sunburst.
Starburst are delicious.
Starburst sound bomb right now.
We had so many of them left over from Halloween.
Fuck.
And then I found them and then they were gone.
I love the uniforms. To be honest with you, and I think I fucking text this in the group chat. I was like, these might be my favorite uniforms just based on the hype video and based on just what they stand for, the culture and all that shit. I think all that shit kind of goes into it, which is why I'm so high on it. You know, like that video they put together was sick, dude. You know, KD going out there, Book going out there. It's like, it's dude, that's South Phoenix right there, man. Like that's like, it's just ingrained in there. And I'm, you know me, I don't give a flying fuck about jerseys. I'm fucking buying that's one.
What I said.
You did.
Dude.
But
yeah, I'm with you, man. And I'll take a mea culpa on this because when they first got released, I was like, you know, I'm not so sure about these guys here. And yeah, no, not I don't think that anymore. In fact, I got one. I got first time I've ever done this. I bought an official jersey.
Oh, I remember you telling me that.
Yes. And shout out to my boy.
Who
I won't mention Alex, his name. So no, but don't try to say his name because I don't want like people to like inundate him with shit because he hooked me up. He should feel and probably I'm gonna stop right there, but he knows who he is. And if he listens, appreciate you again, my guy. But he hooked
good
me
job,
up.
Alex.
Yeah, Alex. Just call his name starts with an L, I think, isn't it?
Larry.
Anywho. So you love what about the court that comes along with it?
See, I was gonna say like I like the court. It makes them pop.
Yeah, the court's fantastic.
They
as
look
well.
Great. I mean, they look great on the court, man.
You know the amazing thing about it is you look at the Valley jerseys and how well received they were, and how popular they were, and how quickly they sold, and all of that, and then how quickly they were gone. And you hear that they're getting rid of them after, what, two seasons? And it's like, why would they do that? How are they possibly going to replace that jersey, which is, you know, in the recent history of Suns jerseys, it's by far the best. How by are they far. Going to do something that's better than that? And they come out with the El Valle, and oh, my God, dude, it's phenomenal. The floor is phenomenal. Everything about it is fantastic. I'm sitting here looking out this way into my closet because I can see my jersey hanging right there. I'm just like,
makes you horny, huh?
Looking whimsically at it. Well, no, okay. I mean, whimsical, you know, horniness, potato, potato. So yeah, no, they and you know, hey, look, if there's ever a doubt in anyone's minds that there's anything life that's truly possible or truly impossible, don't believe that there's anything that's truly impossible, because we just heard Daniel Duarte on this podcast how much he loves jerseys. After so many
not
times,
jerseys,
this jersey, these,
this
jersey,
this jersey.
When we have so many times heard him say he doesn't give a shit about them. So there's always
but,
an exception
no, hold
to
on,
the rule.
Hold on, hold on
to the rule.
Hold on, no, fuck that. I need you to clarify.
Now Dan doesn't
our
care.
Our text message thread. What exactly did I say? I said, I know you guys are going to give me shit because I don't give a fuck about jerseys, but this fucking hype video got me so hard that I love this fucking video, that I love these jerseys. It's fucking fantastic. That's all I said.
Right. Well, you also said you love them here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Why are you trying to fucking get me caught up, Justin? Fuck.
And what? I'm not doing anything. I'm just talking. That's what people always think I'm trying to argue with them. Apparently, I give off that vibe. I don't know what it is. I try to speak kindly. I'm too direct.
Whatever, man. Fuck those jerseys.
I feel like I'm usually not direct. They're terrible. You know what? We should talk more about the in-season tournament, though, because we kind of glossed over it. And the reason it popped back in my head is because one thing I will note, this is because I just said they're terrible. The floors for the in-season tournament are horrific. Like,
meh.
I get headaches watching some of those games. And you know what's weird? I feel like it maybe is a Channel 3, the AZ Family TV feed or whatever, but the Suns one was painfully blinding on that channel. Like, I'd have to turn my TV setting to, like, you know, dark mode or whatever.
Oh, no, shut the fuck up. No, stop.
And relax. Then, but then ESPN was different. Okay, I'm obviously being a little facetious.
Be dramatic.
But they were, it was not, like, it was noticeable to my eyes. My eyes were uncomfortable.
They weren't great.
So,
but you're being dramatic.
You know what?
Nothing happened to your eyes, Justin. You watched the game just fine.
We don't know
yet.
We don't know what kind of long-term damage might have been done.
Something tells me it's not about the courts.
Now, let me ask you this about the in-season tournament. Do you pay attention to it, like, through the course of it, like the standings and all that? Or did you not really care that much about it till we got to the point where it was like, all right, the Suns might be moving through here?
Absolutely fucking not. I don't even know how the fuck it works. I didn't know that you had to run up the score in order to, like, fucking, like, advance. That's insane. I have no idea how it works. I just know the Suns are in the, quarterfinals, and they're going to play the Lakers. And, fuck them, because let's go kick the Lakers' ass.
Yeah, I like that. I like that approach. I'm more in the boat of I started paying attention to it when I saw that the Suns were going to be, you know, have a chance to go 3-1 and realize, okay, well, maybe we might be able to get somewhere. And that's when I found out about the whole, like, I didn't realize prior to that, the tiebreakers being point differential.
That's fucking crazy.
Yeah. So, and once you did a math on that, you figure the Suns are pretty safe there to move through. But some of the Eastern Conference games, like the Celtics, I think needed to win by like 22 or something like that. So like Jason Tatum's in a blowout game with like a minute and a half left.
That's
like
wild.
They're trying to keep it up. It's like, dude, it's like they're trying to cover the spread. It certainly added a fun dynamic, right?
Yeah. Oh, well, that's the thing. Like, people are like, oh, this is stupid. I mean, yeah, okay, you can call it stupid, but you're going to watch these games fucking anyway, dude. They're regular season games. Why not add a little bit of extra fucking sauce to them? Like, I don't understand people. Oh my God, this is so dumb. This is so stupid. Like, okay, then just look at it as a regular season game. That's all you have to do. It's not that fucking deep, guys. Like, it's not that difficult.
Yeah, no, and it's funny you say that because I was texting with a buddy of mine the other day, and he was kind of saying how he hasn't really paid attention to the – well, let me just look and see exactly what he said because
– oh, boy.
I mean, it's not bad.
I don't know, man. That sounded pretty bad.
I texted him and just said, because we were texting about one of the games the night before, I said, sort of digging this in-season tournament, though. And he said, me too, even though I still haven't fully tried to understand how it all works, kind of like to your point, right?
Yeah.
But I said to him, I feel like that's kind of the beauty in it because it adds this extra dynamic, but at the same time, you don't have to really tune into that extra dynamic if you don't want to.
Right.
So, like, look, we're having this conversation right now. We started it with both of us saying we really want to win the fucking in-season tournament. But then, obviously, we both had varying levels of, like, what degree we paid attention to it, right? But we can still have that that, again, I'm not to say that we're dynamic yet again, but that extra dynamic added to the season. And like I said, if you don't care for it, you think it's dumb. The only thing that really it changes for you about the season is you're going to have a headache for a few games because you have to look at the fucking floor.
Like you know what said, I do?
It's just a regular season game.
I don't look at those courts, man. I just listen to our buddy John Bloom on the radio instead.
I'm with you. Know it's funny, dude, because when the Suns before they went on that little 7-game winning streak, I swear every game that I watched, they lost, or if I watched part of it, like the games. The fourth quarter leads that they blew early in the season, I swear to God, each of those games, I'm at the office listening to Bloom, driving home, listening to Bloom. I get home and I fucking turn the TV on for the fourth quarter. So I'm like, what if I'm at the point where I just have to not watch these games anymore? And then obviously they've been winning and I've been watching, so it's been okay. So I've gotten over that now. In fact, dude, we haven't recorded since I did this. I went to that NASCAR race, which by the way was a lot of fun. But we got you can get headphones that basically plug you into like the NASCAR radio, but you have the live feed. So like when they go to commercial, you get to hear the guys talking and stuff. Oh, dude, it's fantastic. They're hilarious. But they're the big old, you know, big headphones that like fully cover your ears because obviously you're at a NASCAR race. Yeah. So I had an earbud in one of my ears still and had it covered. So I was listening to the game against Detroit while I was at that race. It was actually quite enjoyable. But yeah, Bloom is fantastic. And he's doing a bang up job.
Oh yeah, dude. Thanks. His call in the Knicks game. Oh,
I texted him the next morning and I was like, that was masterful. But yeah, dude. So, I mean, wait, where were we? We were talking about what?
The in-season tournament.
Yes. Oh, yeah. So, I mean, it's there if you want it. And if you don't want it, you don't have to pay attention to it. And you can just treat it like a regular NBA season. That's, again, why I think it's beautiful. And ultimately, I'm interested to see. Because I can't imagine they put this in place just for it to be this.
Yeah.
Right? So I'm interested to see what it evolves into.
I was going to say it'll evolve into something else.
Yeah. And how it, you know, impacts other aspects of the season, what have you. I mean, at first it seemed to me to be kind of, you know, hokey, I guess. It's like, okay, like whatever. And it's not. Obviously, but if they evolve it, I hope they don't evolve it into something like that. You know what I mean? Where,
yeah,
like the All-Star game, like all that kind of stuff. I used to love watching everything of All-Star Weekend. Now I could give less of a shit. Maybe it's because I'm getting older. I don't know, but I think it's gotten much less entertaining.
I think they fucked up when they went away from the uniforms.
The winner of the All-Star game getting home field, like that was ridiculously stupid. Like, hopefully they don't do something kind of over the top with it like that. But anyway, thinking way too far ahead because it's brand new. It's the first time we've ever seen it happen. I'm interested to see how it looks in Vegas too. That should be kind of neat.
Oh dude, we should go.
I'd be down.
Actually, I think we've had this conversation. I think we looked into it and it was ridiculously expensive. That's
the problem. Yeah, because it sold out really quickly.
Yeah, it was the tickets and hotels were like stupid for the weekend. So that'd still be sick.
I don't need a hotel.
I'll sleep in the car. I don't give a fuck.
And they're done that.
Sleep in that limo that picks us up and takes us to a place where you get robbed.
No, Daniel. You don't get in that limo. That's the key.
Oh boy! If you know.
So who? Okay, let's keep. You know, this is kind of fun talking about the in-season tournament. Let's talk about it a little bit more. While I look up the brackets, and I'm still looking up the brackets. There we go. So in the West, Daniel, we have as you said before, the Suns versus the Lakers, with Lakers being the one seed, Suns four. And you also have the Kings and the Pelicans, Kings being the two, Pelicans the three. In the East, we have the Bucks and the Knicks as the 1 and 4 seeds, respectively, and the Pacers and the Celtics as the 2 and 3 seeds, respectively. So let's start. What do you want to start? Let's start on the East. Let's start on the East Coast, shall we? Let's start with the Bucks next game, Daniel. Let's pick them. Who I'll you pick?
Bucks. Bucks.
We'll do Bucks. I'm going to agree with you on that one. Yes. So let's pick the Pacers-Celtics game, Daniel.
Celtics.
I'm going to disagree with you.
Well, you know, not everybody can be right.
Okay. I mean, we'll see, but... The reason being, I feel like the Celtics have been kind of weird this year. Like they still look like something's kind of not quite right with them. I just love Tyrese Halliburton so much, and I fucking
stop. Let's not. Okay. Let's not do that.
I was talking about it yesterday, and it hurt. So you're right.
Let's not do that.
So anyway, let's move on. West. Let's go to the West. So
no. Oh wait, hold on. Oh, we're doing one at a time. Never mind. Continue.
Yeah, dude. Come on. Save a little something.
Sorry.
In the West.
A little anxious, you know?
Let's go first. Let's go Sacramento against the Pelicans in Sacramento.
Who you got there? For sure.
I will agree with you. Lakers Suns. Yeah.
Suns.
Yup. All right, so the only one we've disagreed on so far is Boston, Indiana.
Yeah.
All right, so the East semifinals. Yours would be Milwaukee, Boston. Who you picking?
Boston.
Okay. And I have Milwaukee, Indiana. I'm picking Indiana. Fuck it. Let's go.
Where are we going?
Jalen Smith.
Is he still on there?
Oh, he's still on there.
Team? Oh,
he's still on their team.
Poor guy.
All right. Let's go out west. Suns, Sacramento.
Suns, of course.
Yep. Suns, of course. And then, Daniel, you know what that means. The championship, the first ever championship for the in-season tournament in Las Vegas. Suns versus, well, for you... Boston, for me, Indiana. And you know what that means, Daniel? Indiana versus the Suns, that means no like a quintessential big market, big people travel teams, which means ticket prices drop, which means we go. Boom. Look what just happened there. Take that, metaverse. I'm picking the Suns in my final in that metaverse. It's like, dude, hey, Fanning the Flames, podcast of optimism. We also make up words here. Remember, Podforms made that, speaking of Bloom, made that up with him. Now we got Metaverse, apparently. I don't know. Anyway, who are you picking in your final? Suns,
Boston? I mean, Suns over Celtics, and that's also going to be the NBA championship. The Suns will beat the Boston Celtics to win the 2024 NBA championship. And finally bring a championship to Phoenix.
I love it.
Whoa, don't do that. That sounded very creepy.
I love it. All right. Have we had enough talk about the in-season tournament?
Oh, yeah.
All right. So let's go back to the Suns a little bit here. Because we talked about, we talked generally about the big three. I mean... I don't know if we need to speak about it much because it speaks for itself, but Devin Booker is fucking next level at this point. Like, unreal. Yes. When he's out on that court. You have anything to that, or
you know,
oh, there you are.
You know, when people say that guy has big dick energy.
Yeah.
I'm going to say that guy has book dick energy.
Oh,
going forward.
Well, I like it. Well, play on words.
You know. That kid, yeah, no, man. Jesus Christ. Yeah, lots of words.
Yeah, really, truly. He's been phenomenal this season. As is KD.
I mean, oh, yeah, 1,000%.
It's really unreal how those guys have performed. And, you know, during the 7-game win streak that just came to an end, I think we're starting to really see what the team can be. And, again, we haven't even seen the big three all together. When we do see that, it's going to be fantastic. But even without one of them, we've seen the team go on this 7-game win streak, right? So we know what they're capable of. And again, it's early. They're still figuring out system. And I've said this on other podcasts, but we're still early enough in the season where you've got a group of guys where the turnover of the role players is pretty much 100%. That's going to take a little bit of time because, you know, it just will. But we're seeing what can come of that. And I think, speaking of role players, one thing I'm curious about from your perspective, Daniel, who's been most impressive, I guess I'll say, to you so far this season? I mean, outside of Devin Booker, Kevin Durant, who's been the one that's been like, yeah, that guy's stepped up, or he's doing more than I expected him to do, whatever the case might be?
I mean, Eric Gordon's an easy one to me. I mean, he's filled in starting lineup when he's had to, off the bench, just brings in that instant offense, you know, to the lineup. And not to mention, you know, a little bit biased because we have that bet on him for sixth man of the year. Doesn't look great right now. First time ever that we had worse odds when we bet on him than they are now. But
I didn't see that.
Nevertheless, that's
well, he's fine. Also started more games than he's come off the bench.
That too. So that sucks too. So Bradley Beal, please get better. So he's been great. Obviously, Drew Eubanks. Loves Drew Eubanks. It instant energy reminds me of Lou Amundsen. But yeah, man. Yeah.
Like a better,
right? Lou Amundsen, yeah,
but yeah, no, I, you know, EG is definitely an easy one to say. I'm just looking at stats right now. He's, like I said, he's started 13 of the 17 games he's played. He's averaging 14.6 points, 2.1 rebounds, 2.9 assists, a steal, and half a block. And he's shooting a percentage that I'm not seeing right now. He's shooting 46.8% overall and 40.3% from three. So, I mean, those are all numbers that you certainly cannot complain about. No. And he's one of those guys, like you said, plug him in and he seemed to kind of roll in whatever role, if you will, you put him in. You know, one guy that I will mention in this context is the great misunderstood one, Grayson Allen.
Oh, Grayson. You know what? That was going to be my second pick.
And, you know, he's right there, though. He's started every game that he's played in this year, averaging 11.9 points a game, 4.5 rebounds, 2.9 assists, half a steal, half a block, and he is shooting 48.5% overall, 47.5% from three.
Number two in the league.
Grayson Allen has been, I mean, fantastic.
Yes. Grayson Allen, who a lot of, hey, let's be real, Suns fans, a lot of us were like, fuck this guy, get him off our team. We don't want him here. Don't want to have to root for him. Well, now you know what happens. But Grayson Allen, number two in the league in three-point field goal percentage. Can you name number one?
Kevin Durant.
Hey.
Look, shut up. That's fantastic. Is it really?
Yeah.
It's funny because that would have been staring me right in the face. But actually, went to great game log here. But no,
I think KD's shooting like 56% from three or some stupid shit like that.
Well, give me a moment, Daniel. 49.3.
Fucking sucks. It went down.
Yeah, and you know what's crazy is both of them. I mean, KD's taking 4.7 attempts a game. Grayson's taking 5.
Yeah,
and that's even great. Even Gordon shooting 40.3%. He's taking 7. You got Book shooting 40%. Nurkic's average is even creeping back up there. He's now at 26.8%.
I'm still good on Nurkic 3, though.
You know, I don't need it. Good as in, like, you don't need anymore, or good as in you're okay with him?
No, good as in I don't need it anymore.
Because I'm not going to lie to you. Every time I've you know, it's Devin Booker, Kevin Durant, and Nurkic in terms of like my confidence in 3-point
what
shots.
What the fuck? Hand.
But no, I'm kidding.
Oh, okay. I thought you were being serious.
He just
looks
so unsure of himself before he shoots it. But you know what? At the end of the day, the important part of that is the team still has to. Well, I guess they don't really respect it. They pretty much dare him to shoot it. But anyway.
Oh yeah. Fuck yeah, dude. They're like, go ahead, buddy.
But and, you know, and I think with, you know, both Grayson and EG also kind of bring a little bit of a
guys are on a first name basis, huh?
Well, yeah. I mean, I feel like him and I are not homies. And I know Eric Gordon's barber, so clearly, you know, it's like that.
I know. That's dope.
But both kind of bring a little different mental edge to the team that I think we lacked previously. I mean, Grayson Allen is just 120%, 100 billion percent, whatever you want to say.
Grayson Allen's a motherfucker.
All the time. Yeah, dude. He is a motherfucker, 100%. And you know, has been, again, to the point of him being misunderstood, has really been well-behaved this year.
A model citizen.
Yeah. Just saving that shit for Luka. I'm okay with it.
Oh my God.
But
that's coming up, but, isn't it? Like next week or something?
Yes. I think.
Because don't we play them like twice in like the span of a week? Yeah, we play them on Christmas too or some shit like that.
Yeah, we do play them on Christmas.
Holy shit. Tomorrow's December 1st. That's insane. Yeah,
So Grayson kind of brings that, you know, motherfucker edge to the team. And then Eric Gordon is just like, he's like a brute. Is that a good way to describe him?
That's a great way to describe him.
And it's a different type of toughness than the Grayson Allen type toughness. It's more of like the strong, silent toughness, you know? Like
he's like the ninja assassin. Just quiet.
Yeah, exactly. Like Grayson Allen's gonna fucking murder you and leave a whole bunch of evidence everywhere and just like be dripping in blood. Eric Gordon's gonna walk by you and then you're gonna die like 8 seconds later randomly, but he did something.
Yeah, like from like cyanide poisoning.
Yeah.
Yeah, Grayson Allen's gonna like kick you in the dick and be like, ha.
Yeah, that's probably more accurate than mine. Mine seemed a little extreme as it was coming out of my mouth, but here we are.
You know.
So, yeah, those guys, I think, have been. Well, it's funny too, man, because you look at fucking DA, man. His some of the videos coming out recently of his performances up there. Unbelievable! Did you see the one? This, I don't know if it was sent in our group chat.
Was it the one where he
screening Lori, but not really screening anybody?
It's like, what the fuck is going on? It looked like the fucking controller was unplugged, dude.
Well, I love this subtle moment at the end of that where like Lori like turns and looks at him and he like almost like startled for a moment, be like, what is he fucking doing? Like,
what the fuck are you doing?
But anyway, I mean, everyone always talks about everyone outside of Phoenix or Arizona or Suns fans always talk about DA, Nurkic, and that trade. And look, Nurkic has been, I think, what we expected him to be. He has the deficiencies that we all knew and heard he was going to have when he came here. But then he has games like what was last night? What was he? 17 and 12 or something like that? Or he have 17 rebounds. He has those big games like that. And I think he's one of those guys in particular that becomes a matter of who they're going up against, you know?
Yeah.
But he's been exactly what I think I expected him to be. But you take into account the fact that Grayson Allen came over in that trade too. And it's like, man, it's a home run, right? Ultimately, based on all the circumstances. Yeah.
Well, yeah.
And that's why Drew Eubanks is also perfect, because when you have those guys that Nurkic maybe doesn't match up that well against, Eubanks has a little bit of extra athleticism, you know, that Nurk doesn't have, a little extra mobility. So, yeah, and it's a really good combination to have at center. And you got Bol Bol, who apparently Frankie V says is going to get his opportunity. And I think we're all sitting there being like, come on, bro, he's not. It's okay. We don't need to.
No, anyway. I'm good on Bol Bol.
Yeah.
But yeah, like the center position having a change of pace is nice, man. Like going from, you know, Nurk to Drew Eubanks. Drew Eubanks, like I said, reminds me of Lou Amundsen. A lot of energy. It's great, man. And then the whole Bol Bol thing, that's fucking weird, man. I mean, I don't know. Maybe he just sucks.
Hey, you remember? Okay, so I think the one reason why everyone looks at it and says, oh, it's kind of weird, is because he had that run at the beginning of the season with Orlando last year where he was averaging like 17 points or whatever, right? Like, yeah. Because outside of that, he's never really shown a whole lot. I mean, he was a second-round draft pick, yada, yada.
Right.
But totally lost where I was going with that. Oh, I know what I was going with that. So, really, all we really have to work off of with him to think he should be able to get the opportunity is that stint. And I could look up the stats, but I'm not going to. But it was definitely something that you would say, well, that guy's worth – he's a rotation player, let alone worth some minutes.
Fair.
I think that just also spoke to how terrible that team was. But let me throw a name out there for you.
Oh.
Matt Castle. That dude had like one good year and then went and got paid by Kansas City and was garbage, right?
Garbage. Yep.
So I feel like it's like Bol Bol. We look at that stint with Orlando and that's his little Matt Castle time. But the league isn't fooled by him like the Chiefs were fooled by Matt Castle.
God, and now that – so, let's think about that. The fucking Chiefs.
Now I got to look up Matt Castle's stats.
The Chiefs fucking ate dick on Matt Castle, and they still got gifted Patrick Mahomes.
Yes, I guess so. I mean, that's not how I would frame it, but yeah. So, this is crazy. The year that Brady hurt his knee, he went 10-5 as a starter for the Chiefs, or excuse me, the Patriots. And then that offseason, signed with the Chiefs for what he get paid. I got to find it. Oh, no, he was traded to the Chiefs. Excuse me.
For a second-round pick.
Traded to the Chiefs with Vrabel for second round pick that turned out to be Patrick Chung. Yes.
Damn. So anyway, that's pretty good.
So, but point being, Matt Castle had that one year and then what? He was garbage for the rest of his career, basically. Yeah. I mean, he's still stuck around the league, but that's what mediocre quarterbacks do. That's what Bol Bol's kind of doing right now. Right.
Yeah.
So anyway, maybe that's a good analogy. Maybe it's not. I liked it. So what, you didn't like it? Come on. What was wrong?
I mean,
tell me.
No, nothing's wrong with it, but I don't think Bol Bol's gonna. Bol Bol sucks.
Right. Yeah, he does. Yeah. I guess I could have just said that, but there's no drama.
Either. But I like it. I like your analogy.
Thank you. Thank you. Looking for a compliment every now and then. All right. Well, okay. So we talked about who's been impressive. Who's disappointed you so far, Daniel, on this team?
Utah.
Yeah, it's like the easiest answer ever. And it breaks my heart.
Right?
Maybe I need to buy a Utah jersey. Maybe that would break.
No, don't do that.
Okay, fine.
You already have the Utah doll in the background.
That's Devin Booker, actually.
Oh, fuck.
Dolls never look like that. Remember, what was the dude? Remember the Espo, the Devin Booker doll that looks like Espo?
Oh, yeah, that was weird.
Yeah, so like.
That's a great point.
I mean,
the fucking nationalities aren't even close. Yeah, they're giving those out at the state fair.
Dude, my kids gave me this for Christmas, bro. See, it totally looks like Devin Booker.
The fuck?
By the way,
like that looks like Dylan Danis, dude.
Oh, it does actually. Oh shit, dude. I put up that Carlos Jimenez painting that I bought. I put it up on our wall in the dining room because I did the other night, and it's still up there. And tonight we're sitting there, and Molly goes, my kid goes, Mom, Devin Booker's still on the wall. I'm like, shh. She goes, never mind. I'm like, good.
So it's still up there.
It is still up there. I feel like it's going to be up there as long as I leave it up there. Because my wife's just like, you know what? I don't care that much.
I was going to say, I don't think your wife gives a fuck, dude.
No, she really doesn't. I'm sure if we have people over, she's like, okay, take it down. And that's when I'm actually going to be like, no, it's staying up. And that's going to get weird. We'll worry about that when we get
Let it get weird, dude. Let it get weird. Totally it's fine. A conversation piece.
Exactly.
Over brandy before dinner or some shit. I don't know.
I'm okay. Brandy before dinner. Literally.
Is that what you do?
Have you ever done that? I do? What does that mean, you? What is it with you people? What, people like me? What do we do?
Yeah, lawyers. You know what you guys fucking do?
Drink brandy before dinner? I don't know. Maybe some do. I'm sure people of all sorts of occupations drink brandy before dinner. Just not a lot of them.
Man. It's just what I've seen on fucking sitcoms and shit.
Okay, I'm not going to ask you about this anymore because I feel like you've never actually seen that on a sitcom. You think you have.
No, what's I have. Called? Bro.
The Mandela Effect.
No, it was on like Friends. First of all, it was on Friends.
Well, I'm pretty sure you can say like anything was on Friends, and it probably was.
Okay.
That's a compliment to the show. Very.
That's a good point. Rest in peace, Matthew Perry.
Yeah. He's died since the last episode of Family.
That sucks.
Is that insensitive? Ooh, sorry.
No, it's not. It's fact.
It's true. Yeah. It is a fact. So, has anybody else disappointed besides you? I mean, dude, I feel what's going on? You know, I'm not even going to try to get into it. Like, it's like he just forgot to shoot. It seems to me it has to be just like a mental block for him at this point, you know?
Yeah. I think so. I think he'll snap out of it. I think it's like one of those things where he might be pressing a little bit.
Exactly.
Because like everything's long. Everything, like every shot, I'm like, back of the rim.
Yep.
Back iron.
Yep.
So it's like, it's like an air ball. He airballs it over. And I'm like, God, dude.
A little adjustment time can be just fine. Just fine. I remain just as if not more excited about this team as I was at the beginning of the season, man. I mean, it's the way KD and Book have looked, the way Eric Gordon has looked, the way Nurkic has looked, the way Grayson Allen has looked, the way everyone has looked, man. I mean, you got like KBD's having his moments. Metu. Okogie's having his moments. And that's the thing, that when you have guys like that, you don't need them to always be clicking. You just need somebody to be clicking at some point in time, right? Right?
And they're all getting better too. I mean, that's not a finished product, you know,
right,
whatsoever.
That goes back to learning the system, learning your teammates, doing all that stuff.
By the way, did we get an update on Book's ankle?
Flex actually today said that they avoided anything that was like serious. He's questionable for tomorrow, but worst case, I think whatever the next game is going to be, whether it be the Lakers, the next game, is that the
tournament game next?
No, isn't that next Friday? I don't think that's on next Friday. Or is it Tuesday?
I thought it was Tuesday. So we got the Nuggets Friday. Oh, dang. I'm going to that game tomorrow. I'm looking up the schedule. Nuggets tomorrow, Grizzlies Saturday.
Ah, that's right.
And then the Lakers on Tuesday.
That's right.
So, I mean, if it's me, it's a back-to-back. Just sit him. If he's not going to play Friday, don't play him Saturday. You know?
I don't know. I say this, but his first game back, he was a fucking machine. So, because I was going to say, I don't want him to be rusty for the Lakers game.
Yeah.
But I don't think Book gets rusty anymore.
But the other thing, too, is when Book's questionable, I feel like that means he's probably going to play.
Yeah, that too. But like they gotta watch that shit too, because he should not have fucking come back in that game yesterday. Like they should have sat him out. Like they gotta protect him from himself. Like they can't be doing that shit.
That's very, very true. Which is why, like I said, I mean, ultimately, this is where that whole 65 game thing now kind of bites us in the ass too, because Book's what I want to say. How many games did he miss? I heard this today. PHNX was actually saying, is he 65? What, it's at least 13 games away from that threshold now. Beal's like 3 games away from it, something like that. But that's where things like this, where it's like, okay, we've got a back-to-back. We either play the first night, maybe don't play them the second night. Where logically, you might think that's what the team would do, but then you're going to have Book saying, well, I don't want to lose that game if I think I can play. But then again, at the same time, I'm assuming maybe his thought process also wouldn't be, well, I'm worried about missing games later in the season also, you know, so maybe not.
I mean, I think for him, like, I think he's just focused on playing. He's like, I want to play no matter what. Like,
right.
I think we all know that
at this point.
Yeah. It's just like, how are they going to fucking manage that shit and kind of protect him from himself? Because at this point, you know, we got to do that because it's not even December. It's, you know, November 30th still. And he's already had to be protected from himself. And Frank Vogel left him in, and I'm not going to question that. I'll trust him to do that. But I mean, they got to protect him because it's not even December yet. And I need that man to be ready in June. So.
Amen. 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 Well, Daniel, anything else you want to talk about on this episode of Fanning the Flames, this Paulus episode of Fanning the Flames?
Oh, yeah. Fucking Paul's not here. It's the first time we mentioned that.
No, we mentioned that earlier.
Did we?
Yeah, at the beginning.
Are you sure?
100%. So, no, nothing else? Nothing else?
No, man, I'm good. Fuck, dude. Hey, you know what else happened since last time we recorded? The fucking D-backs went to the World Series.
The D-backs did go to the World Series. That was a lot of fun, man. Just that
it was fun. That bummed me out that they didn't bring it home. I really thought they were gonna fucking do it.
Yeah, yeah.
The way they went out, I was like, ouch. Like in 5 games, I was like, oh no.
Yeah. Let's not talk about that. Hold on.
Hey, Tyler Glass now.
We're due. Oh, is that who you're thinking? I wouldn't mind that.
Tyler Glass now.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind that.
Oh, dude. I'll be so horny if that happens.
You know what makes me horny and that I would be remiss if I didn't mention before the end of this episode is how I am just fucking absolutely dominating the Suns Potter Fantasy Basketball League. Like, it's embarrassing. Dan, we were talking about this before we started recording. You're like, yeah, I let Boyd down very gently about not being in it. and I said, what did I say? I said, well, you saved yourself the embarrassment because I have to read it. I read this to you earlier, and this will be my closing thought of this episode. And I hope all these guys listen to this, and I know at least a couple of them might.
So it's a 12-team league. Okay, Daniel?
Okay.
Now, I won't go through who's in it, but all Suns podcasters, pretty much all Suns podcasters. I'll start from the sixth lowest, excuse me. So points on the season so far, we're through 5 weeks, right? I'll give you the top six, starting from the bottom, going up, and the number of points between the two spaces. You'll get it as I walk.
Separation.
Through. Exactly. So between sixth and fifth, they're separated by 49 points. Okay. Now it gets a little tighter. Fifth and fourth, 9 points. Fourth and third, 10 points. Third and second, 11 points. Second and first. This is where it gets interesting, because who's in first, Daniel? Let me ask you a question. I know the answer to. I just want to hear you say it when you're on the league. Who's in first, Daniel?
You are.
Yes, sir, I am. Point differential between second place and first place. Hold on. Sorry, I'm doing math in my head right now. 119 points. 119.
That is certified ass whooping, my
friend. It is.
Did you just drop the mic?
No, I put my phone down a little closer. Oh, okay.
I was like, what the fuck? So, like, dude, relax, buddy.
Like, I don't know. Great, I've never considered myself a basketball genius, but apparently I am. Because, dude, respectfully, everybody in this league, very educated on the game. I just fucking got dumb lucky because it's stupid fucking fantasy basketball. And I have to gloat about it while I can, because as anyone who does fantasy sports knows, at any given moment, it can all come crumbling down around you. And I guarantee you that's going to happen with my absolutely beautifully stacked team somehow, some way. And I'll be okay with it, because you know why, Daniel?
Why?
Because the Suns are going to win the first ever in-season tournament, and then the Suns are going to win the NBA championship. And what happens in a fantasy basketball league will seem so trivial. It will be merely an afterthought. And on that note, I think it's time to wrap up this episode of Fanning the Flames. Daniel, it's been great seeing your face, my friend.
Yeah, man.
At least the time you've been bobbing up and down, like on and off screen. But when I've seen it, at least your eyes, always eye contact. So I appreciate that.
Yeah, buddy. Yeah, it's been good. This has been good. I needed this. I needed to rejuvenate my son's fandom a little bit, because, you know, beginning of the season, you know, you're like, fuck, here we go, 82 more of these. And you start to look ahead to the playoffs and not fucking enjoy the journey. So
just a nice little reminder. You got to sit there and like, man, when I drive home and listen to the game, it's just so great. Like, just such a great feeling you get just having the game there, right? Like, listen to it, get home, sit down on the couch, turn the game on. I just love the fact that we have Suns basketball. And I'm talking like it's the beginning of the season. But, hey, we also know that DA got traded.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. But
fucking A. At
any rate, let's wrap it up. Enjoy the journey, because it's going to be a fun one. It's going to be a bumpy ride, because it always is for the Suns. But buckle up, folks. Buckle up.
Oh, hey, Justino. Feliz cumpleaños.
Oh, thank you, Daniel. Third time today you wished me a happy birthday for some reason. I don't know why.
Fucking
happy Apple birthday watches. To you all from Daniel's Apple Watch. And to you all, we appreciate you guys listening very much so. We like to think that absence makes the heart grow fonder, which is why we don't record episodes ever. Let us know if it's working or don't, because, you know, we won't be around for probably another 3 months. So it doesn't really matter. Kidding. We'll be back frequently, I promise. Maybe not. But we do appreciate you listening. Very much, very much, very much. And depending on when you're listening, have yourself a good morning, good afternoon, or good evening. I feel like I forgot to say something, but I don't know what it is.
I don't know. Just wanna hear you say, yeah, 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 yeah.
those late night drives that we used to take. And it's been so long since I felt normal. Been so long since I felt safe. Been so long.